Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play, and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom,
I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time,
hello everyone, welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. That was Letting Go from Inclusion Revolution Together with Love meditation CD. I hope today finds you well. I woke up to some interesting news today, and it never seems to amaze me. No matter how much wisdom or experience you think you're carrying, stuff just gets pulled out from under your feet. That rug just goes whoop. And it's interesting because what it does, at least I can only say for me, what it does for me, it makes me really look at myself deeply. Like it makes me check, you know, what's in my energy field? What thoughts have I been having? Why has this thought created this reality? You know, we were organized, and long story short, it's a family issue, and it continues to just, it just won't stop. And yet, despite what I think are my best efforts, whether it might be, you know, Om Shanti to this, there's nothing more I can do, or it might be all of my well wishes, I wish well, or it might be my generosity, you know, let me offer some funding here, or it might be that I show up despite the fact that I feel so different in that group. Like, I just feel like, why am I even here? But then I realize I'm here because I've created this. There's a reason. There's more love for me to amplify in my own being. But then you do all of that, and years pass by, and you encounter a situation where it was like way back then. It was like the same stuff that's been happening to you since you were in your little, you know, you know, when you were young. Let's just say that. And I just find myself like, to what extent is it in the soul that the soul still has an energy somewhere where it creates certain realities? Or is it that the reality will always be there, and no matter what you do, it really depends on how you receive it? That my sign of growth is that I receive it with less emotions, less reaction. And I'll tell you, even what happened to me today, I just received it with just less emotions and less reaction. And I still can't help but look inwards and go, gosh, that's still there, huh? That's still there. What do I do in this state? Do I do something? Do I think something? Do I say something? And this is the first time I just told them, you know, I really have nothing to say, so whatever you'd wish to do, it's fine. Before, I'd be like raging a revolution. And so I think, you know, taking care of yourself inward and outward is such an important prerequisite right now. We have to take care of ourselves emotionally, physically, personally, with our relationships, because we're all we've got. We really are all we got. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on air. It always delights me that you take the time to tune in. We're looking so forward. It's the fifth annual retreat for the America Meditating Guest. We're all going to be in India in just a short while, and everyone is so excited. So to all of you who you've gotten your visa, your passports are renewed, we're going to be on the mountaintop for a whole week. It's just going to be fantastic. We've just got a wonderful lineup of friends heading out, and I just had no idea that when I got this touching early in the morning at 4, you know, wow, everyone on the show is so valuable. I just wanted to do something for everyone, and I just want to say a big thank you to just all of you that have been participating in all the retreats for the last 4 years, but now to take this big jump and go to Mother India is no small thing, and I can only assure you it will be an unforgettable time. Today, we're very proud to welcome our guest of the hour, Tracy Edmonds, who is a television and film producer and the executive producer of BET's new one-hour drama series, Games Divas Play, which will premiere this fall. You also know her as the Emmy Award-winning co-host of Extra TV. A health and wellness advocate, Tracy is the founder of the new lifestyle health and wellness brand All Right Now, and where she seeks to empower others with a combination of pertinent, enlightening, and inspirational information. She practices yoga, daily meditation, and believes in self-cultivating wellness at every level, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Today we are happy to welcome Tracy Edmonds to the air. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Sister Jenna. It's such a pleasure to be here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having one of my days today. You know, you just learn from the events that take place in your life, and it always surprises me how I always just go inwards to see, did I miss something? Is there something more for me to understand? You know, what thought is co-creating this? So it's just been one of those days.
Well, I think we all have those mornings, so I can definitely relate.
I can imagine. I can imagine. You're doing a lot of good out there. And sometimes when I am on your Twitter handle, I try to do one or two of those yoga poses. I always get nodded off, and I'm like, how in the world do they do this? And I'm not even overweight, you know, and I'm like, how do I get these legs like this? But anyway, I do.
You know what? We're all works in progress and stuff. And I can tell you, when I first started doing yoga and my yoga instructor was showing me those poses, I was like, oh, I will never be able to do that. I'm like, how in the world can you contort your body that way? And the more you do it, the more flexible you become. And then before you know it, Sister Jenna, you're doing those same poses.
Well, thank you for keeping me inspired today. We know that health and wellness is a huge part of your life, and it's been so for many, many years. I mean, it's easy for folks like you. It's just in you. Folks like me who are like just the, you know, lazy folks, physically, like, we don't, you know, when we have to get up and get going, it's like, oh my God, is there a stick, you know?
Well, you know what? I guess fortunately, I had to start really early, and I had to work at a young age. I started actually working and helping my mom out financially when I was 13 years old. And so I got into this kind of self-discipline type of mindset at a young age, you know, out of necessity, really. And so that's kind of like helped give me, you know, my drive to kind of keep going, because I have, you know, I have to take care of so many people. I take care of my kids and my grandparents and all of that. But we, you know, we got to, like, take care of ourselves, though, in order to be able to take care of others. And so I definitely learned that, you know, started, like, when I was 25 on this health and wellness journey.
Wow. Congratulations. Mothers are so important. Well, let's talk about All Right Now. What led you finally to create this brand of All Right Now, and what does it mean?
Well, you know, we know that a majority of health and emotional issues are actually caused by lifestyle decisions. And so, you know, All Right Now is a website that I created because I want to teach people how to make healthy lifestyle decisions in order to prevent disease and health issues and to allow them to live their best lives. And, you know, I have really learned a lot, you know, over the last few decades through issues that I've seen, you know, my parents go through health-wise and family members. Again, going back to when I was 25 years old, my father had quadruple bypass heart surgery. He had 4 blocked arteries and was fighting for his life. And at age 25, you know, I was confused. I was like, well, how does that happen? You know, I thought my dad was healthy. And, you know, and at that point, I'm just a normal, you know, young adult. And, you know, I'm eating fast food and burgers and tacos and processed foods and things. And, you know, my father's doctor set me down and said, you know what, Tracy, he said, your dad hasn't been eating right. You know, he's, you know, got a lot of, you know, cholesterol that he's been eating, a lot of fried foods and stuff, and his arteries are clogged. And so that was like my aha moment, my wake-up moment, where I then got on a quest of like, well, how does that happen? And I started reading about diet and nutrition and everything. And I took a vow that day where I was going to change my diet. You know, I kind of said, you know, God, if you get my father through this, I promise you, you know, I'm going to learn from this experience and I'm going to change my diet and get healthier. And that's when I started that, you know, that quest and that mission. And I started learning about diet and nutrition and exercise and, you know, how all of those things can impact your health and can help you prevent disease and things. And so so that started my, you know, my journey. And then unfortunately, within the last 2 years, I lost my mother first of mesothelioma cancer. And then sadly enough, you know, my father's health issues caught up to him again. And really almost a year from today, I lost my father due to an unexpected heart attack. And so when I lost my parents, I just said, hey, this is the time that I really want to pay my knowledge forward and teach people about making healthy lifestyle decisions. And I'm on a mission. I want to create this website to share tools. And so I launched All Right Now on January 1st of this year.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. And, you know, in so many ways, we all know also it's a transition. It's as if...
Yes.
The soul, you know, has the energy and the strength, but the body just, it doesn't work anymore. It's like an old car.
Yeah.
You know, they've just gone on to get another one. Thanks for sharing that. So looking at All Right Now and its brand, what type of people are you hoping to reach with this message?
Say, I'm going to make a very broad statement. I'm going to just say everyone. So it's
yeah.
like, I think everyone, you know, can benefit from the tools that we're sharing. You know, we're sharing tools that will teach you how to strengthen your mind, your body, your spirit to handle whatever challenges, you know, come your way. You know, we're teaching people how to find inner strength, you know, so that we can survive through thick and thin. And so we've got really amazing articles and videos that, you know, that will present the latest tools for you to help you find, you know, your health and fitness and meaningful relationships and career success. And so I'm taking everything that I've learned along the way, you know, over these last, I'll say, few decades, Sister Jenna, without telling my age. but I've learned, you know, because I've been, you know, a career woman, I've learned a lot of, you know, career tools. You know, I've been married and I've dated, and so I've learned a lot of relationship tools. I'm a parent of two amazing, you know, young men now, so I've learned a lot of parenting tools. And then, you know, we've talked about, you know, my health journey and my fitness journey. And so I'm taking, you know, all of these tools that I've learned from a very, and sharing from a very testimonial space. And so I practice what I preach. And so the things that I'm sharing with you, I'm really implementing into my life. And, you know, I talk to, you know, our audience a lot about the power of superfoods and, you know, putting, you know, nutrients in your body instead of empty calories and the power of yoga and things like that. And so I'm really sharing tools.
It's important, and thank you for doing that, because I think, you know, our culture is so externally driven that we do forget the interior world that is in need of also care and wellness. Now, would you consider health and wellness to be a big contributor to success, even to definitely to your success, but success in general? Because there are times that we do see folks who look like they really haven't taken care of their bodies very well, and we go, oh, they're so successful. And so, you know, really, does health and wellness contribute to us becoming more successful in life?
I really do believe that, because I think, you know, having inner strength, you know, really does help you deal with, you know, whatever challenges, you know, come your way. You know, again, you know, just to kind of go back to what I went through, you know, over the last 2 years, I was so close to both my mother and my father. I mean, they were, you know, so meaningful in my life. I would talk to them multiple times, you know, every day. And so if you could imagine, you know, how terrible it was to lose both of them within the same year. And people ask me, well, how in the world did you get through that. And so give it to, you know, to God and to finding, you know, using, tapping into my inner strength, you know, and the tools that I've learned along the way, because I had to stay strong, you know, for my kids. And so, you know, the practices, you know, my spirituality, you know, really helped me cope through that. And much to what you, you know, said a few minutes ago about transitioning, you know, I kind of looked at what they were going through in terms of passing as really a time of transition, and kind of knowing that spiritually I could still be connected, you know, to them, you know, for the rest of my life, and, you know, probably and when I transition, you know, as well. So, but I do think that taking care of your body, treating your body like a temple, making sure that your body stays strong and that you stay strong spiritually, really, and physically and emotionally, really helps you combat with whatever, you know, comes your way. I think also, too, exercise is really important, too, because it also helps us combat strength, you know, combat stress, I mean, because when you hold stress inside your body without releasing it, you know, that energy becomes toxic and starts to break the body down, too.
Yeah, that's a definite. I know that for sure. Earlier on, you mentioned about being a single mom, and you know, when we get into a marriage or relationship, you know, we have the feeling, you know, till death do us part. And at what point did you realize it wasn't going to be that? And there were going to be children that perhaps will turn to you as, you know, the sole support, or maybe really just turn to you for, you know, higher values or a sample or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I'm always kind of talking about, you know, let's live our best lives and let's try to be our best selves. And, you know, when we are unhappy and, you know, when we are around things that are negative to us and that are causing stress and causing toxicity, you know, in our emotions and even in, you know, in our body and stuff, you know, we're depleting ourselves. And fortunately, you know, in my marriage, and I was ultimately married for 13 years, I reached the point, you know, my marriage where, you know, I was being, you know, depleted, you know, emotionally, and it wasn't healthy for me anymore to, you know, to stay in it. And so without going into too many details, it's, you know, it had just reached the end, and I felt that it was best for my ex-husband and I to just kind of go through life as friends, you know, and no longer as marital partners. And so, you know, we ended things, but we ended things amicably. And,
beautiful.
You know, yeah, and we were able to, we're still really, really great friends. We co-parent with my kids, and, you know, both of us have moved on, you know, emotionally in terms of our love lives, you know, but we remain connected, you know, still spiritually as friends and as co-parents.
Beautiful. And that's really important to know, because I think one of the most testing situations is when you're not able to get along, you know, and the kids are seeing that, you know, there must have been a lot of dialogue, a lot of communication. I think that speaks volumes to the work that you've been doing internally. And you're successful in the entertainment industry, and there are challenges in every walk of life. But what would you say is the biggest challenge that you've faced throughout your career?
Career-wise, I think the biggest challenge, to be honest with you, was being a single working mom. And so, you know, I was very blessed in the industry where, you know, I got started at a young age in the entertainment industry, and, you know, I had several chapters, and I was very blessed to be successful in the chapters. I started off as a music publisher and did well there, and then transitioned into having a record label, and I became a music supervisor for films, and then a film producer, and then a TV and film producer, which is kind of where I currently still you know, practice. But the hardest part for me was doing all of that and then raising, you know, kids at the same time as a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I had a lot of times where to go on location and, you know, film movies and work on the weekends and juggle my career with trying to race over across town to go to my son's soccer game or go to a basketball game. Or go to parent-teacher conferences, or, you know, they had, they, you know, at my kids' schools, the parents had to volunteer, you know, so like my volunteer time was extremely challenging. Like, how do I carve time to volunteer for the school, you know, when I'm like filming a TV show or something? So there's a lot of single moms and single parents, there's a lot of guilt sometimes. You just feel like there aren't enough hours in the day, and you just feel like, you know, gosh, I wish I could do more. I wish I could do more. I wish I could come home earlier. I wish I could cook dinner. You know, but communication is so important. We talked about that a few minutes ago. So communication between parents and their children is essential. And so I'm the mom that I probably, like, state too much and get on their nerves. I love you. Like, I'm just constantly, like, in the morning before they go to school, I love you. Have a great day. I love you. You know, I'm proud of you. Constantly, you know, just giving love and asking questions and how was your day and how is this class and staying close to your kids, never letting someone else raise your kids. And then even career-wise, I would take them on location with me so that they could understand what I do. And so I was fortunate to be able to shoot a few movies during the summertime. So we went to Canada a few times to shoot movies together, and the kids were, you know, staying with me in Canada and kind of, you know, they'd have like little daycare or camps, and then they'd come by the set and see what I did and stuff. So they understood my life, and they've been very, supportive kids.
Oh, they must have loved that, because I've been on sets on many occasions, and I just find it a great romping ground, except when the director says, roll them.
We had a lot of fun, and you never know how things are impacting kids until they get older. So we spent so much time together in Canada that my youngest right now, who's a senior in high school, you know, we were talking about colleges that he wanted to apply to, and he said, you know, Mom, I want to apply to a couple of colleges in Canada. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. He said, I've always loved Canada. He said, it's so beautiful. And he said, you know, we spent so much time there. He said, I wouldn't mind going to college there. And you're like, wow. Okay, well, I'm glad that was a positive experience for you.
That's almost half of America now wants to move to Canada.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, get me my visa. Well, congratulations. You've got an upcoming drama series called Games Divas Play. I would love to hear what we can expect, and when is it going to be out?
Yes. Okay, so right now we're still sticking with Games Divas Play was based off of a best-selling novel written by Angela Burt Murray, and so right now we're sticking with that title, although it may change, just FYI. I'm really excited about it. It is a one-hour drama full of lots of twists and turns every week, and so it's a highly stylized, I would say, you know, action, drama, a little bit of thriller, but it's set against the backdrop of the world of the NBA. And so it's all the things that goes on behind the scenes of the NBA that we've never had a chance to explore before. And it's seen from the point of view of three really strong, aggressive, powerful women. And so one is the wife of an NBA player. One is a reporter that kind of covers, you know, all the news stories. And then one, believe it or not, is a, I would just have to say, a side chick, you know, of an NBA athlete on a mission.
I got it.
So it's a pretty, it's a really fun, you know, kind of unique look into this world. And so I'm really excited about it. So we're filming things, and we're going to be airing in April on BET. So,
wonderful.
Stay tuned.
We will, and congratulations on that. And, you know, keep up the good work, and lots of good wishes with all that you're doing. And if you're ever in D.C., feel free to come by and present at the Meditation Museum. I think it would be an ideal audience. And just love your work. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Sister Jenna, and I really appreciate your time. I look forward to meeting you one day in person. It would be awesome. And thank you so much for letting me tell your listeners about allrightnow.com, allrightnow.com. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Take care. Bye-bye. So, folks, we can do it, whether you're a single mom, having to take care of your mother as a teenager, or building your career in an industry that's quite challenging. The effort that we put in will give a reward. Yes, there is another level of sustaining the reward. That's another conversation. But no gain, no pain. Unless I put in effort, it's hard for us to see the return of what we feel we've earned or deserve. So I hope you've enjoyed my chit-chat with Tracy Edmonds. And if you want more information, go to allright.com. Well, remember, everyone, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we really are here to love each other the same. So let's do that. Whatever it might be, we have enough strength, courage, and wisdom to see things through. I'm going to end today's show with one of my favorite tracks. It's going to be from Marvin Gaye. Take care, everyone. I'm Sister Jenna. You've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation? Because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.